episode of MCW Fancast. My name's Emma, thanks for listening. This week, Man City women welcomed current WSL champions Chelsea to the Academy Stadium. Only days after the Blues travelled to Kings Meadow, where we played out our County Cup semi-final match, a result which saw City progress to the final of the competition. Both teams heading into Sunday's WSL fixture wanting to pick up the full 3 points on offer, with City hoping they could build on the success of Wednesday night's game and keep their title hopes alive. I spoke to fans at the Academy Stadium in the build-up to kick-off to get the feelings amongst the fans in attendance. I'm Audrey.
Hi, I'm Rob.
Okay, so we're 3 moments away from kickoff. Massive game for Man City against Chelsea, WSL. We need to get a win today, don't we?
We definitely do. I really hope we get the win. I wish I could say, yeah, we're going to get the win. But I don't feel... I believe we can get the win, and I really hope we're going to get the win.
Yeah, I'm hoping for at least 1-0, but I'm fearing a draw.
Yeah. So it's going to be pretty much on the fence then, really.
Yeah, I think so. I'd love to see us win. That's what I want. I don't think we're going to lose. Might be a draw, but it is such a massive game in our season. It could be like a turning point in our season if we don't get the 3 points.
Yeah. So obviously building on from Wednesday and the result that we got, obviously in the County Cup semi-final, Manchester City will obviously have that positivity and the momentum going into this game that hopefully we can build on this and get a result today. Let's think positively.
Yeah, definitely. We've got that momentum. We've got that momentum. Obviously, Keats is living up to her song and is completely on fire at the moment.
It's unbelievable form this season so far. She really is having the season of her life, isn't she?
She really is. She's amazing.
Hi, Kath. You joining in?
Oh, yeah. You talking about Wednesday?
Yeah, talking about Wednesday. Talking about hopefully getting a result today.
Night. It was absolutely brilliant. It was a nice night and all. It was warm until the rain started coming down, but it was a nice night. But the atmosphere, 20 of us, and it was unbelievable. It was a bit squeaky bum time, the first half.
It was a bit squeaky bum.
Yeah. And then they changed tactics, and they come out, and it were like, that's better. That's how you can play. And hopefully, they'll play even further up the field now they're at home today, because they move slightly up. They need to be slightly further up. But they were amazing.
So, obviously Chelsea are going to completely probably go into this game and change their tactics completely. How do you think they're going to attack the game today?
Well, I think they'll probably sit back a bit more because they're away and try and hit us on the break. But hopefully Wednesday sort of proves we've got Chelsea's number and... Yeah. We'll come out and top again.
I mean, we came out, didn't we, that first half, and it was quite quick pass and play sort of tactics that Nick sort of applied to the game. And then we sort of ended up going a bit patient and we sort of lost the momentum a little bit.
That's right. We started off with a quick pace for about 2 minutes, and then they started slowly going further and further back and sitting back, and the game slowed right down. Chelsea then were picking our passes up, but even watching it, you could see where they were going to pass the ball because they slowed it down that much. Second half, they were zipping it around on that wet floor and they were absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
I don't like some of the changes Chelsea have done.
Yeah, Spence, a big...
Become a bit. Thank you, before Spence. I've even said a name.
Spence is on in the starting 11 today. That might be a bit worrying for City.
She's hard.
No comment.
She's a hard player. And there's some of it a bit too hard. She goes in a bit too hard sometimes for her own good. She doesn't do herself any good whatsoever because she's a good player.
She is a good player.
But she can go and ruin herself.
But in hindsight, we will be prepared for that because we've seen it so many times when we've faced Chelsea. So in that respect, it's not, you know, something we should be able to cope with.
Well, they should know how to deal with it because they absolutely... got two of them hammered last time and they should know what to be looking for this time. But I was so down because Janine looked so down on Wednesday because she weren't on the squad, but I've noticed she's on the bench today and I seriously think that Janine can offer a lot to this team. She's so fast, she wants to go forward, she wants to attack, and that's what we need coming in from the wings. We need and I just hope that don't think he'll get on today. I think he'll stick with who he's got unless somebody gets injured, but I hope he starts playing a more regular.
I mean, we have got a really good bench, and we've definitely got options there, haven't we?
I mean, we definitely have, and the squad, because we've had those players who've returned from injury, we've got more depth on the bench as well. We don't have to worry about somebody goes off. So, yeah, I think the squad is deeper, and it's hopefully going to be taking us through to the end of the season, carrying on how we've been winning, and
Yeah, definitely. So obviously these games now going forward must win on City's part.
Yeah.
Can we just have a comment on the crowd today, because it's very busy.
It's amazing. I mean, I think this is the first time in 2 years. I think it's at least 2 years since I've seen the other side open. I'm hoping they're not all Chelsea fans. That's my concern. That when I heard that they were selling, like, it's going to be many Chelsea fans who've come up early. So however many of them there are, we'll still make more noise than them.
Definitely. All right, well, enjoy the game, everyone, and thanks for speaking to me.
All right.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello. I'm Heather.
I'm John.
I'm Ron.
And where have you travelled from today?
East Yorkshire.
Oh.
Okay, Chelsea fans, so what are your predictions ahead of today's game?
Sheffield United fan.
Sheffield United fan, okay. As a neutral, what are you expecting from the game today?
It's a good game. It's a good game. I've come to see the England players, you know. Been a big fan of watching the England team. So to get to see a women's match live, not just on the TV, just thought it was a great opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Two big teams as well. What more can you ask for?
Yeah.
Obviously, Chelsea fans then. What are you expecting from the game today?
Well, I'm expecting Chelsea's women's to win.
Yeah.
We need to do that, because our place on the table right now, this is an important game.
So both teams were wanting and hoping to get 3 points from the game. As you said, it's very important after the defeat in the week. Chelsea obviously losing out to the County Cup final. You'll be wanting to get them big 3 points today.
Big time, yeah. Got to get Bethany England out there with a couple of goals on the table. And, she's one to watch. I like her.
Okay. Enjoy the game, guys.
Chelsea 2-1.
Chelsea 2-1.
Brilliant. Enjoy it. I'm with a Chelsea and a Man City fan, sitting together. would you just like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Amy, I'm the Man City supporter. I'm Chelsea and my Chelsea supporter.
Okay, so you've come along to watch the game together.
Yeah.
That's nice. Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
It's going to be ages, isn't it? We watched the game on Wednesday, the Conti Cup game, and obviously Man City won that, so high hopes that they're going to repeat.
Did you go along to the game?
No, we didn't. We come from Leeds, don't we?
Yeah.
You watched it on the stream then, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So, obviously, positivity there, saying that hopefully we'll get the result today, but equally Chelsea will want to come out fighting and get a result after the week, after the midweek defeat.
Yeah, I think they'd be disappointed with losing, because Chelsea are a strong team, aren't they? So
yeah.
I feel they'd be disappointed.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll do good today and get some points for sure.
Difference in lineup today. Very strong team Chelsea have put out today. Dree Spence's in there. She's a very strong player.
Cooper's in there.
Cooper, yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously she was a bit feisty in the week as well.
Yeah,
wasn't she?
Yeah. She's a feisty player, isn't she, as well?
Yeah, so obviously expecting quite a tough battle today, City. But we'll be hoping that we can get the result.
Of course. 3 points all the way for Man City.
Yeah, so the title race is definitely on.
No. Chelsea gonna win.
Alright, so let's get your predictions then, Amy. What are you saying?
I'm gonna go for a solid 3-0 to Man City.
3-0, okay.
I reckon it's going to be 2-1 to Chelsea, or they're going to draw.
Okay.
I reckon it's going to be a tough game.
Okay, well, no falling out, and enjoy the game.
Thank you.
All right, cheers, guys. it's half time at the Academy. City 2-0 up. Would you have expected that with the start that we made?
No. I mean, after Wednesday's game, you know, we thought we'd have been 2-0 down, but to be 2 up inside 25, excellent start. I don't know what Chelsea are doing, but they're imploding slowly.
It almost took us a little while to settle into the game.
Yeah, not as long as it did on Wednesday, but today, no. Start with a bang, hit the ground running, played really, really well. One or two mishit passes, one or two panics at the back when we don't need to, but no, played like we did in the first half and the second half. I think we've got it.
It has all the feels of last season when we played them at home, but the opposite way around. When Chelsea was 2-0 up at half time, do you feel as though we need to get a few more goals in this game?
Yeah, I think we need another couple to put it to bed, because if Chelsea get one back within the first 15 minutes of the second half, it'll be interesting.
Chances are that they will come out all guns blazing in the second half, and Emma will be having strong words with the team at half time, don't you think?
They've got to. I'd hate to have been in the dressing room on Wednesday night after the lost 2-0. That would have been going so, but yeah, she'll have been winding them up for today, and I can't see them playing that badly in the second half.
Kind of predicted, obviously, with the lineup that Chelsea had put out, that they were going to play very strongly. Seems to be the case. You know, they've been made a few dirty tackles, if you like.
Oh yes, Miss Spence is out there to chop a few down as we've called her. But I was surprised to see Millie Bright playing, I must say. Taped up to the nines on Wednesday. No sign of it today, but she's walking a fine line now.
So see that injury with Millie Bright, though, she seems to have been taped up for a while. It doesn't seem to be something that, obviously, just we've come across on Wednesday night. It's sort of something that we've seen for a while. So it looks as though she's been struggling. She's not had the best game today, though, really, has she?
No, and struggling again on Wednesday, and I think it might catch up with her later in the game. The more we can put pressure on them, and on her particularly, who knows?
I mean, we single out Millie Bright there, but even Jen Beattie for us, I mean, she's, again, made a few little mistakes, but we're not used to seeing with Jen Beattie, so...
That's true. I mean, Steph as well has made a couple, but, we'll get
We're settling back into the game now. Obviously, we can't just sit on this 2-0. We need to come out, we need to try and capitalise and get some more goals in this game, because anything can happen. We've seen it last season, with Chelsea, they were 2-0 up, we came back in the game. Equally, they're the kind of team that can do exactly the same.
Yeah, we can't sit back. We've got to carry on going forward, putting them under pressure. We can't let them play. We've had a few flashes from G that, she can do it, but she's missing Frank Kirby today for whatever reason. So, I think they're looking to her to be the main striker.
Beth England as well, though, she's looked a good threat for Chelsea.
She has been. I'd like to see her get into the game from their point of view a bit more. But, who knows? Maybe in the second half they'll change their tactics like we did on Wednesday, and it worked a treat for us.
Big second half then.
Big second half, yeah.
Enjoy the rest of the game.
Thanks.
Chelsea were able to come back into the game in the second half thanks to G, who contributed two goals for Chelsea with a full-time result of 2-2. Here's manager Nick Cushing and Jill Scott speaking on the game at full-time.
Spoke at half-time, we knew exactly what they were going to do. We knew they'd make changes and they'd bring Kirby and Backman on. And we knew that they had nothing to lose, so they'd come for us. We were them last season when we brought Stanway on and went and drew 2-2. Listen, we should have won the game of football. Not only did we expect to be put under pressure, but we had two great chances on the counter. So we're disappointed, but listen, as the coach, I get it. This happens in football all the time, and there's reasons why it happens. We just need to make sure we learn from it and move forward. We've still got a lot of opportunity to win, and we've just got to make sure this doesn't affect us in the short term. It's, what was it, if they win their games in hand, 4 points, we have to play them, and there's lots of games, so we won't be giving it up, no. And we play Chelsea so many times that we expect a 50-50 game, and it's not so much the best team on the day, because both teams are always very good. It's more the team that takes the moments, and I thought we did that. We gave away a few sloppy chances, and they did in the first half. It was a bit of a scruffy half on build-up, but we took our chances and went in 2-0, but it played out exactly how I thought it would in the second half. We just wanted to shut them out, and I'm disappointed with the second goal, in the sense of it's this deflected free kick. You'd rather them score a real good goal against you if they're going to snatch the win from you.
Was there a reason why you left the changes so late into the game?
just thought the team's coping. You know, I think naturally you want to put energy on the pitch, but you're always toying between freshness and form and organisation and people that understand their jobs, and bringing someone off the bench in a game where you're under pressure, yeah, gives you fresh legs, but it doesn't always give you the organisation that you need. The relationships between each player was working, so I didn't feel like we were dying physically. But in the end, you know, we made a few changes to try and get a little spike in it, and when players are, you know, players are training well. But yeah, I didn't think we needed to change it. There's one thing I won't do is pull Nikita down for missing chances, because she scored so many for us. She got to a cup final on Wednesday, so forwards will take chances and forwards will miss chances. And ultimately, for Keats, it's about, you know, having a look at it, learning from it, but putting it behind her. She'll score many more goals this season. I think naturally they're the top games. I think if you go and watch the men's game over there, you'll see the game. When you put two top teams together, what happens is both teams will have parts in the game. We didn't expect an easy game, so if we ever get the luxury of having an easy game against them in 90 minutes, being able to do what we've done in those half, it'd be a luxury for us. Difficult game. We've watched them already. We've watched Man United. We've watched Charlton. You know, the teams at the top of that league are good enough to come and play in this league, and that's why they're fighting out so closely to get in this league. So yeah, we won't underestimate them. We'll fight hard, and we'll try and make sure that we're in the hat for the next round of the FA Cup. We know it'll be difficult to win the league because we're chasing, but ultimately for us it's about making sure that we get into the next round of the FA Cup, and then we'll focus on the Continental Cup. But you know, the good thing for me as the coach is days like this, the team will learn from this, and with having a cup final against a top team just around the corner, this will be fresh and it will motivate these players because I know them well.
So I think any game, if you kind of don't hold on right at the end to get the 3 points, then it is frustrating. But I think we need to kind of, once the emotions settle down, look at the positives. We're still unbeaten. I think we're playing well at the minute, and it's something that we can keep building on. And there's still a few league games to go, and anything can happen. Probably this season, I've probably been playing a little bit more holding. I think it's the old legs settling in. But yeah, kind of seen an opportunity to join in, and then obviously setting the ball to Georgia. You know, that's only going one place, and that's in usually the top corner, but yeah, it was a great finish from her. Felt like we were in control, to be fair, and we came in at half time, but we didn't take that for granted. We said, look, they're going to come out fighting, they've got nothing to lose, they're going to come at us, and they obviously put us under a lot of pressure. So that's something that we've had to do with teams in the past. We had to do that to them this time last season. We went in 2-0 down, so yeah, fair play to them, but yeah, very disappointed not to get the 3 points today.
Dave, you okay?
Hi Emma, nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, you too, pal. So we've done something a little bit different this week. I put out on Twitter whether anyone had any questions or anything they'd like us to talk about this week. And we've had a few questions come back in off Twitter. So we just wanted to have a general little chit-chat about it, basically. And if anybody wanted to get involved or had a difference of opinion, to get in touch on Twitter. So you can get in touch. Yeah, get in touch via the podcast Twitter page, which is MCW Fancast, or the official supporters club, which is
MCWFC_OSC.
Yeah, so one of the first questions that we had in was from Mike, and he actually sent two in, but obviously this relates to Sunday's game against Chelsea. And that is, following the success of Sunday's game and getting a large crowd in, how can we help increase the crowds in the future? Or was it an anomaly because it was a double game?
Yeah, well, I think the fixtures, obviously City don't control the fixtures. So the fixtures being the same team on the same day was a bit of a fluke, I suppose. You know, it both being Chelsea, that certainly helped.
Yeah.
You know, City don't have any control over that. Now, I've watched a couple of Chelsea vlogs on YouTube, and then quite a number of their fans that came up for the day did also come to the women's game first, which is good.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously if you have a look at Ian's vlog on the City on YouTube, but a lot of City fans did the same thing. They took the opportunity to come and see the women play, some of them for the first time. I think it helped, but, you know, I think it's essential. I mean, no club, in my opinion, market the women's team better than City. City did market it very well at the men's games leading up to it a few weeks before that, you know, there was this potential to go to both games on Sunday.
Yeah,
I think so. The club do that right, definitely. Obviously, things are television driven, especially in the men's game. Men play when the TV dictates, you know, so there's that to take into account as well. But everything seemed to fall okay. I think the women's game was actually on live as well on Sunday, so that was TV driven as well.
Yeah, it was on BT Sport.
In my opinion, the double headers, you have to have them that way round that they were on Sunday. The women have to be first, because in the past, when the men have played first, say, I don't know, half past one, and the women have been later in the day on the Sunday, it hasn't improved the women's crowds. People don't hang around. It's a long day for people with children. And the crowds, in my own mind, I don't think the crowds have been much better for the women, if anything, they've been smaller.
Yeah.
So it's about finding the balance as well, which obviously sometimes out of the club's hands, because the fixtures are printed at the start of the season, television dictates when they play. So a lot of it is luck, and Sunday was a bit of luck because it was the same team on the same day. But it was good to see the women get such a big crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, there's always a lot of factors that come into play when trying to arrange these kind of things. And like you said, it was really merely down to the coincidence, really, that obviously helped promote the fact that... it was a double header and it was Chelsea-Chelsea. And, you know, and obviously those sort of things go in City's favour because it's easier to promote, if you like. And obviously in doing so, they were able to offer discounted tickets to obviously encourage people to come along to the game before obviously going over to the Etihad and things like that.
They tried it before with the start of the season. It's sort of unfortunately the Manchester weather backfired. If you remember the Citizen Sunday when they had the event on the campus,
it was a bit of a washout.
It was a great idea, but it was absolutely bouncing down all day. And if you've got a family of kids there, you know, it's just not possible for people to stay in that. So and it backfired, but the idea of City doing that and then incorporating a women's game into that was great. So, like I say, from a marketing point of view, I think City do a lot of things right. Marketing the women's games and trying to get more Blues in and you know, you floating fans and things like that. Mm. So I would say long may that continue, definitely. Yeah.
Certainly when the opportunity arises, they certainly do use it in a positive way.
Yeah, they do, yeah, definitely. I think the lower price on Sunday was a good idea. I think that's something. Maybe if you're asking me other ways, maybe give seats away to schools, local schools.
I mean, we had this, we had this conversation. I think it was with Neil Mather. I don't think we included it on the podcast, but he made a really good point of the fact that if we can give tickets away to schools or local communities or you know, girls teams or boys teams or whoever, just to encourage people to come along. You know, City aren't really losing anything because they're putting, obviously, getting those people through the turnstiles. And obviously, we give away, the free refreshments and try and encourage people to come that way. But City really wouldn't lose anything by obviously getting those people through the gates and giving the tickets away. Because, you know, when children come into the ground, you know, they're going to want a programme or they're going to want maybe some merch, like a scarf. Or, you know, at best, they're going to be spending money, aren't they? So
Neil is a very big advocate of it, giving away. He works in schools himself, and he sees that it does work. Mm-hmm. Give away to schools, as you say, local teams. The team comes along, and if only a small percentage of those kids come back, those are your fans of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your future City fans. Those are your future City women fans. City fans, all the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
So it does work.
Yeah,
so,
and obviously if they do go along and they do come back, then it's a winner-winner really, isn't it? Because again, you know, it's bringing extra people back through the gates.
And you are seeing the best team in the country when you watch City Women. They are top of the league at the moment, so, you know, you're seeing the highest quality women's football that's available in this country.
Yeah.
You know, so and use that as a selling point.
So following on from Mike's question then, Jude has a sort of similar question along the lines of the Same City, Same Passion campaign, the marketing campaign that started, I think it was last January last year.
Just like I say, the club at the men's games push it a lot that it's not women's football, it's not men's football, it's just football. Same City, Same Passion. We see that a lot. And it's good. It's very good. Not many. I honestly don't think other clubs do as much to push the women's team like this, you know, that City do. So from a City point of view, I think it's good.
Yeah.
I do, however, think the FA could help us a little bit more. This is my own personal opinion. Things like, we have a lot of fans who support both City men and City women. It's City, end of, and they support them both. And when the games clash, such as last week at Everton, when the men played at Everton, the women were playing at Chelsea. It does affect the women's game, the crowds following the women, because people go to the men's games because they paid a lot of money to do that. And it does affect the crowd. And I think we need to try, where possible, we need to minimise those clashes. There's another one next week, the women's game at home to Everton next Wednesday night. It's the same night as the men are away at Schalke. So there's a lot of City fans who can't now attend the Everton women's game due to. And I think we need to look at working a ways around that. I know it's not easy, and I know it's not stiffed. I know this is down to the FA, and in next week's case, probably UEFA, fixture changes and everything, television driven, as we know. So I know it's not easy. There's no easy answer to it. But we need to try and minimalise these clashes where we can. And it's not just City. I know Arsenal fans, I spoke to Arsenal fans, it happens to them. Chelsea fans, it happens to them. It's not just City, it's right across the board. This, where you have fans who support men and women's teams of the same club, where possible you need to try and avoid those clashes.
Man City have got a lot of social media platforms, and the fact that obviously they've merged them all now, I mean, you know, they merged the Facebook accounts, the Twitter account is now solely used for the match days, for the match day build up, for the commentary, the live commentary, the live text. You know, you do obviously see a lot of the Man City women, you know, the photos, the highlights and all that now go through the main Man City social accounts. Do you think that that is obviously beneficial? Well, it will be beneficial. It's, of course, it's beneficial because there's so many people see it, but... You know, we do obviously.
I'm sure if you ask the people at the club who run the site, I'm sure that the exposure that Man City women's team are getting by going onto the main City thread is greater than they were getting on at Man City thread. Mm-hmm. I don't know the numbers, but I'm sure if you ask people, they would say that it is getting them a greater mm-hmm. exposure.
Yeah, I mean, you can see that through the likes and the comments and you know, the things like that. I mean, it is unfortunate that we still have to filter out some really ridiculous comments and stuff that, you know, do happen. And obviously it's beyond Man City's control. It's beyond anything that anyone can do. But in terms of the positive and the reach and who's seeing it and how far and wide people are seeing it, it is pretty incredible on a global platform. They do sort of set the benchmark for everybody else, really, in terms of, you know, how their content, everything they put online, you know, the photographs, you know, how the both teams are covered, really. I mean, it is obviously, you do see a lot of the men's over the women's, but in terms of the content, it is, the standard is just the same.
Well, I buy programmes, as you know, from every game, including the men's games. But I've got all the men's games away programmes this season, and I've never seen programmes cover their own women's team as much as our men's programme covers the women's team. There's usually a feature at least. There's usually an article maybe where Tom's done a photo feature with one of the players, you know, and that's in the men's programme. So this is what I'm saying when I say I don't think many clubs market their women's team as well as we do to the overall support, you know, the overall supporters.
Yeah.
So I think we do a lot of things like, yes, we make mistakes. Yeah, we make it. Like you say, City likes to lead the way. And when you're leading the way, you might get some things wrong along the way as well. So you learn from that, don't you?
Yeah. So we've had a couple of other questions in as well then about the team itself. Do we feel that there are any areas that we think the team needs strengthening? Because, like Mike said, despite the last-minute draw against Chelsea, we could have easily won.
I don't think that's down to team strengthening. Let me just start by saying, obviously, they can't really strengthen now, can they? I think the transfer window's shut anyway. But,
yeah.
I mean, yes, we could have been 3 or 4-1 up on Sunday. We missed chances, you know, but that's football, isn't it? In terms of the team itself, I think Nick did strengthen very well last summer. I think he brought experienced players from the, you know, experienced WSL players in. When you look at like Gemma Bonner, Caroline Weir, you know, experienced players, Tessa Woollett, experienced international footballer, they've all settled to me and been great all season. Gemma Bonner's like, she's been here for years, she's getting straight in.
And they've all had minutes as well. Do you know what I mean? They've all come in and they've all made their mark in, you know, the starting 11, basically. I mean, Gemma Bonner pretty much gets picked every week. Caroline Weir also. You know, we've got so many options now, you know, when you compare it against last season.
Well, these are champions. These have won the league. Those two players you mentioned there have won the league with Liverpool.
Yeah.
You know, they're WSL champion players. They know their way around this league, which I think has shown. And then you look at it, would I like to add strength? Possibly I would like to have added a defender, but you could argue that getting Megan Campbell back has covered that. It's almost like getting a new player. You know, Megan's come back to fitness and, you know, I love Megan. I think she's a great defender. So you could argue, you know, I don't really want Nick to go out and buy for the sake of it. If you look at the argument, he's got Megan back and he's got Pauline Bremer back as a striker. So there's one defender, one striker that have come back to full fitness after a long, over a year out each, almost like new players.
Yeah.
Players that he obviously rated before their injuries. You could argue there's two new options for the team for the rest of the season there. Mm. They've both been very unlucky with injuries, and that's football, isn't it? But hopefully now they're free of their injuries, and, you know, I think Megan's looking more and more like, you know, she may even start on Sunday. You don't know, do you, with the cup tie at Tottenham?
Yeah. I mean, like you said there, I honestly, you know, reflecting back on the season and the start of the season, I think we signed well. I think, you know, in terms of, like I said, comparing it to last season, I honestly think the options that we've got and the talent that we've brought in has made a massive difference to our season this year.
I think so,
yeah.
I think so. I think you bought very well.
So, and Janet was saying, our two main competitors, so I'm going to assume she means Arsenal. Chelsea, have invested massively in attracting experienced and world-class players who seem to be able to settle well. And we don't seem to be able to develop or keep certain experienced players and concentrate on developing young talent. What do we think of the strategy?
Well, I wouldn't fully agree with that. I mean, football's about opinion, so we're not always going to agree. I wouldn't fully agree with that statement. First of all, I would say, if you look at the likes of Steph, Jill, KB, there's three top-class international players who we have kept hold of from the very start of the rebrand, and they're still playing every week now. They're still quality players. Yes, we've lost quality players in Lucy and Izzy, who arguably have joined what they seem to be the biggest club in Europe, possibly the world. You know, the world, one of the best clubs in the world, winning the Champions League, fast track. They proved right in Lucy's case because they did win it. They're good players. You don't want to lose them, but yet again, that's football. So I would argue we can keep hold of quality players. Can we attract great international players? Well, Tessa Wooler is a proven international player. We attracted her from a very good team, Wolfsburg. You know, unfortunately, our Champions League journey ended quite early this season. Hopefully, that's a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
We were beaten by a good side on the night, and, you know, fair play to them. But players have left the team recently, big name players, Lucy, Izzy, Tony Duggan, they wanted to go. I don't think Duggan fitted overall into Nick's philosophy, the way we were playing at the time. Izzy and Lucy, like I say, wanted to sign for Leon at the time. We've had problems with replacing, you know, he bought Nadia, it didn't work out. That happens, doesn't it? That's football, it happens.
Yeah.
Certain players can be brilliant for one team and then they don't work at another team. It doesn't make them a bad player. It's just the way it goes. So I would say we do. Now, in terms of youth policy, I would say that our youth policy is excellent in terms of brilliant players through at the moment in the first team. If you look at the likes of Kira, Georgia, Ellie, all full England internationals. Underneath that, at the age group under that, you've got Esme coming through as a first team player. You've got Jess Park, who's had good minutes on the pitch. In fact, I think Jess Park was excellent last week against Watford in the FA Cup.
Yeah, I agree.
She had a great game. So there's nothing too much wrong with that. Developing your own players as well. You can't have too many good players. So developing good young players homegrown is something City want to do. It's something City are very, you know, want to do as a club with the men and the women. You know, that's the whole point of the academy, I think, long term, is we can produce world-class players of our own, and there's no reason why we can't do that. We've done it so far. I think Kira's world-class, and we've produced her.
Yeah.
You know, she's come through the whole setup and what have you. I think Georgia's this season has been outstanding. You know, she really stepped up to the mark this season for me, Georgia Stanway, and there's another one we've, you know, it's come through a certain part of the youth system. I know she came from another club early on, but she's come through the youth system, you know, in the later years. And like I say, Ellie as well, full England international, brilliant.
I would rather see City invest in our youth that are coming through, you know, because, you know, hopefully that offers City as a whole that longevity. You know, that'll make the players want to stay with us. You know, like you said, you touched on upon Nadia coming in, but it didn't work out. It was just one of them things, big name player hoping to attract and maybe people to bring people to the games and, you know, to see the reputation that she's built up over the years as one of the best. But it just didn't work out. It's just one of them things, like you said. But you said about you said about Tessa Wallart and, you know, her coming, she obviously saw City as a club that she wanted to come to. You know, she was playing for Wolfsburg, one of the best teams, again, in Europe. You know, a potential, you know, she could have stayed with them. You know, obviously she'd got Champions League. They got to, you know, the final last season. But she saw something in City and thought, right, I'm, you know, that's the club that I want to play at. We can obviously attract players like that that have, you know, our world class that can come to the club.
I'm sure that Nick has already, his scouts will be out there. They know players we've not seen yet all over Europe. You know, they'll identify areas they might want to strengthen in the summer. The players I mentioned before, they've all played in City's youth setups and come through. But you can look at something like, you can buy good young players at home as well, because we've done that, I think, Lauren Hemp, who I think is an outstanding buy.
Yeah.
You know, I think the potential of her to be one of the best is right up there. She's really good. I'm really impressed with her. Now, we saw her play at Bristol, and she looked good then. You know, so and then to come on and come to City, you know, and play with the calibre of players we've got, I think she can only get better. So, you know, you can buy young British players in this, you know, from the WSL. We can we attract top foreign players? I would argue yes, as you just said. Tessa came from one of the top sides. You know, we might not be the, you know, the Galacticos of, say, what Leon are. The Leon, you know, you get that in the men's football with Real Madrid. They could buy the so-called superstars, and it doesn't always make the best 11. I'd rather have a team and a manager that build a squad, rather, you know, with the right shape pegs for the right holes, rather than just buying big-name players.
Yeah.
You know? So, and I think that's what, to be fair, I think that's what Nick does. And like I said to the previous question, I think he bought well last summer, and hopefully going forward, we'll buy well again this summer. We can't be doing that bad. We are unbeaten. With the exception of the Champions League defeat, we've not lost a game yet this season. So that, it's not too bad, is it?
No, I think, like I said, you know, if you compare it to last season, all right, we're not playing Champions League football, you know, obviously, this far in the season. But, you know, we've really done well. You know, we've played good football, attractive football as well at that. And, you know, we've just got to keep going. We've got to be there if, you know, Arsenal do slip up or whatever happens. We just need to be there. We just concentrate on ourselves, get the results. You never know.
And in relation to that last question, I was mentioning the young players coming through as well. I'd like to throw in Abby McManus as well, because she came through the youth system, didn't she?
Yeah, she did, yeah.
Abby's been there a long time, and she deserves a lot of credit for the way that she's come through and what a good player she's become. All important squad players as well. You need all these players. You need a squad. We're going for three trophies at the moment, and, you know, I think everyone's got the part to play.
Yeah, and they're all within our reach as well. We can, you know, we've got the players to do it. We've got the team, we've got the ethos and the mentality to do it. So,
And they come thick and fast, you know, there'll be a point where there might be two or three games within a week, then like we've just had now, and so you need a strong squad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's Tottenham Hotspur Ladies away in the FA Cup fifth round this Sunday, back to our spiritual home, London, yet again. This tie is at Cheshunt FC, which is another new ground for us. That's where Tottenham Ladies play. Their address is the Stadium, Theobald's Lane, Cheshunt, and that's in Hertfordshire. And the sat-nav code is EN88RU. It's North London, just near the M25. So we reckon about 4 hours from the Academy Stadium, maybe a bit longer if you want to give yourself a decent stop halfway there. A cup of tea and what have you, but traffic allowing on the M6, obviously, 4 hours roughly. Now, tickets are available both. You can pre-order them on Spurs' website, or you can get them on the day, and they're the same price as far as I can see. So that's £5 for adults and £3 to concessions. Like I say, you can pay on the day. They have around approximately 300 seats, and then the rest of it's standing. I think it's a little bit like anyone who went to the West Ham game last month. I think it's a similar kind of ground to what West Ham had at their training ground. I think there's one stand with seats in it, and then the rest of the ground, you can walk around the whole ground, there's like standing areas and stuff. So it's fully disabled access as well, so there's no problem with anyone with wheelchairs or anything. You know, they do help you, and there are areas you can go and get a good view of the game. Parking is free on site for approximately 200 cars. But however, they do have youth pitches next to where the Tottenham Ladies play. So they get quite busy sometimes on a Sunday, depending on the amount of games that are on, parents watching the kids and stuff. If The car park is full when you get there. We are assured it's fine to park on both Theobald's Lane, which is the road the ground is on, and the surrounding roads around it. It's fine. But like I said, there is space for 200, so, you know, the early arrivals should get on. If you don't get on, and it's free to park on, by the way, and if you don't get on, there's plenty of street parking available, and it's not got any parking restrictions at all, I'm assured. There's a bar at the ground selling alcoholic beverages called the Amber Bar, which is for any early arrivals. You want to go in and have a drink and a snack, you can do in there. And then also within the ground, once you go through the turnstiles, there is a refreshment bar selling the usual snacks, hot, cold drinks, etc., etc. It's within view of the pitch, so if you watch them at half time, you can go a bit early and queue up and you don't have to miss the match. Programmes are available on the turnstiles, I'm sure they're £2. As I say, this is the FA Cup fifth round, and as far as I'm aware, there's no replays for the women in the FA Cup this year, so obviously it's got the potential to go to extra time penalties if necessary. Hopefully we won't need it, but you never know, do you?
Never know.
So it could be a long afternoon. Spurs are having a good season because they're top of the championship.
Yeah.
It's a tough draw away from home. So, well, you know, it'll be a tough tie, but it will be finished on the day. And that's it as far as Spurs is concerned. If anyone's got any specific queries, questions I can help them with, I have been in touch with Spurs to get some of this information. So I have a contact there. So if anyone needs any more information, get in touch with me on Twitter, you know, on the official Supports Club Twitter site feed, or you can DM me, or we can find out anything you need to know for that. But another new ground.
Just wanted to mention as well there, Dave, because we've been talking about the away days information, but the Tottenham Hotspur game on Sunday has now got a new kick-off time. It's been confirmed now by the club.
Yeah, 2 p.m. I think we've seen it on some things as 1 p.m, haven't we? But it is definitely 2 p.m. I've been in touch with some Tottenham fans who very kindly give me some information that I've already imparted to you guys about Sunday, and they've assured me it's 2 p.m.
Brilliant.
So if you see it as 1 p.m, I believe that's wrong. I mean, if it changes again, obviously we'll put it up on social media, but as far as we know now, it's officially 2 p.m.
All right, Dave, thanks for that.
No worries. And the last thing I would do is, I think we also mentioned, obviously, but it's not any harm to mention it again, that the Everton game next week has been moved forward 24 hours to Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
With Everton at home, it was originally Thursday.
Yeah.
Moved forward to Wednesday. I think it's to give the team an extra day before the cup final on the Saturday.
Yes.
Which we're all looking forward to, aren't we?
Can't wait.
The cup final.
Yes.
The tickets are booked for the OSC. They're all in the group booking. We've got a free coach going, so we're all looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I've never been Bramall Lane before, so I'm dead excited.
Well, that'll be nice.
New ground for me.
Yeah. No, it'll be quite rare for us to not be heading south for a game.
I know, it is a bit weird. I can't get my head around, because obviously last year it was Adams Park, wasn't it?
Adams Park on a Thursday night last year. I think, see, there's something, I think we have got a right to put that on a Saturday, and a lot more people can go from both clubs and all.
Yeah, definitely.
Patrols as well. It should be a better crowd.
Yeah, and hopefully Bramall Lane won't prove as bad as an omen as what Adams Park did.
No, well, we did win it at Adams Park as well.
It was a bit of a...
Last year. There were reasons for that, but I won't go into that at the moment. But it's what it is. It's a cup final. You've got to turn up and play as best on the day, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be great. And obviously, with it being Arsenal as well, it's always good to meet up with their supporters as well.
They've got a very busy weekend that weekend, those City fans. You've got the Women's League Cup final on Saturday and the Men's League Cup final on the Sunday, so...
Cup weekend.
That's what weekends are made for me.
Definitely. All right, Dave. Well, thank you for that, and it's really good speaking to you, and I'll catch up with you.
To speak to you,
yeah, I'll catch up with you next week, and we'll talk about the cup game.
Certainly will do. Thank you.
All right, bye. Cheers. Bye. And that's it for this week's episode of MCW Fancast. Thank you for Dave for joining me on this week's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you've got any thoughts on anything that we've discussed this week, get in touch and let us know. It'd be interesting to hear your thoughts on everything we've talked about in this episode. You can message us on Facebook and on Twitter at MCW Fancast. If you're travelling down to the game on Sunday, have a safe journey. We'll be back next Friday, and have a great week.